In early August, Governor J.B. Pritzker was granted an extension to request a federal disaster declaration. On Thursday, he officially requested that Illinois be issued the declaration. The flood of 2019 may be drying up, but so are the resources from the affected communities. Governor J.B. Pritzker requested more time for requesting federal assistance in early August because some of the damage was still underwater. A joint damage assessment conducted by FEMA and IEMA in August was used to update the total amount of loss the state suffered. That amount rose to $69 million statewide. Over 1,000 miles of roadways and more than 1,400 homes and hundreds of businesses were affected from flooding. State Comptroller Susana Mendoza saw the damage rising waters can cause on a tour of Alexander County Tuesday.
I've never seen like the roads completely torn up. It looks like they were made out of chocolate sheets, which clearly they weren't.
As a person who pays Illinois' bills, she has an idea of how high the repair costs may be.
We're talking about many, many, many dollars that are going to take to have to fix this type of thing. But more importantly, I think why I'm here is because I want to see this firsthand.
Touring the affected 20,000 acres in Alexander County, Mendoza says it was an eye-opening experience.
Mother Nature is the most powerful force, sometimes for good, and clearly in this situation not for good. And it's been devastating, and it's wreaked havoc on people and the economy of the entire region.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.